asking to see me last week. McHugh, I don't even know his name. Bob McHugh went on and scored the first touch. No, we weren't getting beyond them. First half, we were. You know, I think the game was itchy peachy when Nick Clark scored a good goal. And at half time, my concern was that we weren't causing them enough problems. We'd one header for Lee Miller first half. No like us, to be fair to the Dunfermline centre backs. Lee normally gives them a hard time, but they were obviously up for the challenge this week. And I just felt that we needed a wee bit more creativity. Knocking the ball far too long at times, first half, for what reason, I don't know. But part was Bobley, so we told them to be careful through the middle of the park. But no, the substitutions work, you know. Miles was brought down for the penalty kick. I don't know if it was a penalty or no. I couldn't see. I don't know if you guys have got an opinion on it, but I know Sandy and Alan weren't very happy with it. Anyway, the referees gave it, so it is a penalty. And the second goal was for Nathan Austin. And Nathan's taking a wee while to come into full-time football, but a great header, causes some problems, great pace in behind. So delighted to come to a place like this and get 3 points. So hard fought, especially as we to do it in the second half, coming through behind, knowing many teams will come from behind here and win matches.
How important is it to stay second?
Definitely. And I believe that United scored a late goal as well. That makes it even more important to hold on to the 3 points, because, you know, we go into a home match now against Queen of the South, and really it's just who's going to get that second place. And we're in the pole position with a point ahead. I'd like that game to finish a draw. We'd went three ahead with a far superior goal difference, but it's not to be. So we just look forward to one game at a time. And I say to the players, you know, games between now and the end of the season, certainly the next two, are going to be ugly. It's all about the result more than the performance. It was like that last week as well, so I'll accept that, and the punters will accept it. They're away home happy because it's a derby match and Falkirk have won. Right, guys, thank you.